Iron Pigs have defeated the Syracuse Chiefs by a final score of 5-1. This is your happy recap for August the 24th, 2017. Pigs fly 5-1. We have the recap and the highlights for you right here on the Staybridge Suites Allentown Bethlehem Airport postgame show. What a night for the Iron Pigs. What a night for Dylan Cousins, bouncing back in the best way possible. We had been waiting, we had been waiting, we had been waiting, and he is back. Couple of big time hits. We'll hear all about that in just a minute. But the Pigs needed a win in this one. Rochester lost earlier today. Had a chance to get it back to three games in the top of the first inning. Rafael Bautista singled. Looked like, oh, maybe not. Maybe a tricky start to the game, but Liebrandt, after Irving Flew sacked him over to second base, walked Neftali Soto, struck out Clint Robinson, and got Brandon Snyder to pop up. No runs and just the one hit. For the Pigs, Kingery lined out. Crawford singled. They'd move him up to third after Brock Stassi singled. But Cam Perkins struck out looking, and that ended the bottom of the first. Top of the second inning, Pigs had a couple of two-out hits. Chiefs had a couple of two-out hits. Benji Gonzalez and John Sims singling back-to-back. But Liebrandt was able to get Rafael Bautista grounded out to Scott Kingery at shortstop. Bottom of the second, Pigs went down 1-2-3. Top of the third, Irving Flew started the inning off with a double. Would move on to third after Clint Robinson grounded out to Brock Stassi at first, but that was the second out of the inning. Brandon Snyder then flew out, and Liebrandt was through three unscathed. Bottom of the third, after Liebrandt started the inning by striking out looking, Scott Kingery then grounded out 6-3. So the Pigs had two quick outs, but J.P. Crawford worked the 69th walk of his season. Carlos Tochi singled, and that brought Brock Stassi to the plate.
Throws it anyway, and he throws it away. Down to score is Crawford. It was backed up by the catcher beautifully. Good job there by Solano, who got it. So holding at second is Tochi, but Stassi, an infield single and an RBI. 1-0 Lehigh Valley.
Brock Stassi staying classy with the big hit there, and it gave the Pigs an early 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. After Stassi's hit, however, Cam Perkins popped up, and that ended the bottom of the third, but it ended it with the Pigs in the lead. Top of the fourth was a very quick top of the fourth. After Liebrandt allowed a leadoff walk to Matt Skoll, he quickly got Jonathan Solano to ground into the 6-4-3 double play, and then got Benji Gonzalez to hit 6-3 to end the top of the fourth, working very quickly in that one. Bottom of the fourth inning, the leadoff hitter was Dylan Cousins.
This ball swung on. This might be a message. Deep center field. Back Bautista. Forget about it. Way out of here, Dylan Cousins.
Uncle Dylan Cousins made it 2-0 Iron Pigs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cousins goes yard, and it is good to see that again out of Dylan Cousins. Angelo Mora grounded out back to the pitcher. Logan Moore struck out swinging, but Brandon Liebrandt worked a walk. Scott Kingery then came to the plate and blooped a base hit, and that means 22 games in a row. Scott Kingery has gotten a hit, a 22-game hit streak for the Kings. Scotty Jetpacks, he continues to be the hottest hitter on the planet. But J.P. Crawford would strike out looking in the bottom of the fourth to end any two-out threat, but the Pigs had another run. It was now 2-0. So we moved to the top of the fifth inning. After Liebrandt got the opposing pitcher Sims to pop up, he then allowed a base hit to Rafael Bautista. Irving Flew was at the plate. But usually when guys get on against Brandon Liebrandt, well, they have a tough time moving over.
Runner leads off and draws a throw. He's got him picked out of you like that. That's going to be his eighth pickoff.
Eight pickoffs in 11 games. Andy Pettit, eat your heart out. Brandon Liebrandt is over here picking guys off like he's picking apples off a tree. Brandon Liebrandt just one after another after another. Eight in 11 games. for Brandon Liebrandt. He is lethal, lethal with a guy on base. And he picks off Bautista before getting Irving Falu to ground into an odd 1-4-3 inning-ending ground out. It kind of caromed off of his glove, Liebrandt's glove, that is, and out to Mora at second base. But either way, it is 1-2-3 in the inning, and the Chiefs went down. Pigs still had a 2-0 lead. Bottom of the fifth inning, Pigs got a two-out single from Cam Perkins, but nothing else doing. Top of the sixth inning, Neftali Soto led off the inning.
Now the pitch swung on, hammered, and caught, a diving play to his left. It's Crawford. He did it a night ago, and he does it here. In his fifth pro game at third base, he mans the hot corner like Brooks Robinson, diving to his left and taking a sure leadoff single away from Soto. What a play by Crawford.
How about J.P. Crawford? Move him over to third? No problem. Line drive, diving catches day after day. He fields a clean third base. He's solid defensively. He's solid at the plate. This is the superstar prospect, J.P. Crawford. You can stick him anywhere, and he is great defensively. He gets on base, and he is winning right now for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And he is certainly putting in his reps, showing that he is deserving of that move up to Philadelphia, being able to play different positions. It certainly helped Rhys Hoskins, and I think it will go a long way with helping J.P. Crawford as well. After the lineout, Clint Robinson doubled. So just look at how big that play was by J.P. Crawford. Probably saved a huge inning if all things stay the same. After Clint Robinson had doubled, a ground rule double, that would have been second and third. Nobody out. Said it was a runner on second, one out. And that meant it was okay because Liebrandt was able to get Brandon Snyder to fly out. And then Matt Skoll came to the plate.
Here's the 0-2, and a swing and a miss, strike three. And if it's his last pitch tonight, what a way to end an outing. Striking out Skoll on a nasty off-speed pitch. And that strikeout is Liebrandt's third, and he's in the dugout. Six scoreless innings here tonight.
It would be his last pitch, and what an outing for the lefty out of Alpharetta, Georgia. Six innings, six hits, three strikeouts, no earned runs. 81 pitches, 58 strikes, and the Pigs were through six with a lead, or 5.5. They were through six for the Chiefs as far as the Chiefs batting. Bottom of the sixth inning, Herlis Rodriguez walked a two-out walk, pinch hitting for Liebrandt, but Scott Kingery hit into a 5-3 inning-ending ground out, so that ended the sixth. Move to the top of the seventh inning. It was a 1-2-3 inning as Casey Fiend stepped in and was mowing down Syracuse Chiefs. Bottom of the seventh inning, started with J.P. Crawford working his 70th walk, his league-leading 70th walk. Carlos Tochi singled, and then that brought Brock Stassi up to the plate.
Crawford off second, Tochi off first, and now a swing and a ground ball to first. Could be a double play. Taylor made for two. Fielding at first is Robinson, but the throw is thrown away. It was the pitcher covering. They led him too far. Trying to score is Crawford. The throw to the plate is not in time. Slides in as the throw was low, and he gets the plate. And the Pigs get a third run, and they do so on a golden break.
3-0 Iron Pigs after that fielder's choice by Brock Stassi. Cam Perkins then flew out. So the Pigs, they had an opportunity with a couple of runners on and Dylan Cousins, or one runner on, I should say, and Dylan Cousins coming up to the plate.
Swung on and launched. A line drive bullet to right. That ball is gone. Forget about it. A second home run of the game for Dylan Cousins. Uncle, a two-run shot. The Pigs have a 5-0 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Cousins' second two-home run game of the year. And after a two-hit game yesterday, a two-hit game today, which included two home runs, Dylan Cousins looks like he's finally starting to turn the corner. And that is gigantic news for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. As long as the big man is hitting hard, the Pigs will score lots and lots of runs. Pigs were now up 5-0 after they scored three in the bottom of the seventh. Angelo Mora grounded out 3-1 to end the seventh. On to the top of the eighth. Casey Fien continued mowing them down. 1, 2, 3 in the top of the eighth went the Chiefs. Bottom of the eighth, Pigs went 1, 2, 3. So we moved to the top of the ninth. Pigs 3 outs away from a victory. Joey Donato came into the game. He got Clint Robinson to pop up. But Brandon Snyder then stepped to the plate.
One out, nobody on. It'll be a 3-2. Swung on and ripped in the air. Deep out left field. Shutout gone. Forget about it. Into the Capitol Blue, Tiki Terrace, and Oasis. A line drive home run by Snyder. And it's a 5-1 game.
5-1, but Pigs still had a 4-run lead. One out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Matt Skoll then grounded out to second base. That was the second out. Before Jonathan Solano tripled. Runner on third, two outs, and Benji Gonzalez at the plate.
The year for Rochester. And the pitcher swung on and popped up. Behind second, should end the game. Mora is back. Mora makes the catch. Ball game over. The Pigs force a split of the four-game series by taking the finale 5-1. Pigs fly! Pigs fly! Pigs fly!
Pigs fly. That is good to hear. The Pigs with the victory, their 72nd of the year. That means that that is a winning season for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Their fourth all-time winning season for the Pigs. And they gain a game in the wild card standings as well. Three back of Rochester. We'll take a look at that in the next segment. But it's a big win for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. They gain a split with the Syracuse Chiefs. Syracuse, 1 run, 8 hits, 1 error. The Iron Pigs, 5 runs, 9 hits, and 1, and no errors. Syracuse, 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, leaving 7 on base. The Pigs, 1-for-5, leaving 8 on base. Sims got the loss. He's 1-4, 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, all earned. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. Eni Romero, 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit, 2 runs, 1 walk. And Neil Ramirez, 1 1/3, 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. Brandon Liebrandt got the win. He's 5-3, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Casey Fienahold, his 4th with the Pigs, 2 innings, 1 strikeout. And Joey Donato, 1 inning, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He finished off the game for the Iron Pigs. Time of the game, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 9,243 happy fans at Coca-Cola Park. Once again, the final, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 5 and the Syracuse Chiefs 1.